Joshua chapter number 7 and verse number 20. If you're there and you love the Lord, would you say amen?
Amen.
And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. And thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils of a goodly Babylonian garment 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are," what's that word? "Hid in the earth, in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." And Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent. And behold, it was," what's that word? "Hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee in this day." And all Israel, what's that word right there, stoned him with stones. Burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. I'd like to preach for just a few moments on you can't play hide and seek with God. You can't play hide and seek with God. Let us go to pray. Father, I'm so thankful, God, for your Spirit. God, I'm so thankful for your anointing. Father, I will remind you, God, I did not volunteer, God, but you called me to preach your word. And Father, I pray you'd make me as small as you can, God, so they can see you. Father, I pray you convict my heart, God, that's trying to hide the sin, God, and hide the mistakes from you. Father, I pray you touch their heart, God, those ones that are playing games with you, Father. Time is running out. And Father, I pray you touch me, God, and I pray you'd anoint me, God, with the Holy Ghost of God be upon me. This morning, Father, I pray you touch my mind and touch my spirit and touch my mouth, God. Let me be your messenger this morning in Jesus' name. I pray. And the church said, amen and amen. You can be seated. You can't play hide and seek with God. I want to talk just a little bit before I get into preaching. We have to look, if we understand where we picked up, we have to look at Joshua chapter number 6. You'd find, if you've been in Sunday school at all, if you've been in church any time at all in your life, you've heard about the Battle of Jericho. Can somebody say amen right there? You've heard about how the children of Israel completed an impossible task by the help and the touch of God upon them. You'd find and you'd read about how the children of Israel marched around the walls and the walls came tumbling down. You may have heard that song while you were in Sunday school. And we find that an impossible battle was won in Joshua chapter number 6. Quickly, I want to look at some things before we get to preaching number 1 about Joshua chapter number 6. In Joshua chapter number 6, you would find a command from God. You would find a command from God. Verse number 18. God says, "You're going to go and you're going to win the battle at Jericho. And you are not, you are commanded not to touch or to mess with the things of Jericho. They are an accursed thing." And may I say quickly before I move on, I am not a hobby horse preacher, but may I say this, child of God, there are just some things a child of God doesn't do in their life. Can I get an amen right there? There are just some places that a child of God ought not go. Somebody help me right there. There are some things that a child of God just ought not say. There are some things that a child of God ought not watch. And may I say this morning, friend, some of you may be going away from God, and you may be viewing the accursed thing or talking like the accursed thing. And may I say, we are commanded to a better life. If you've been saved by the power of God, you are a new creature. All things passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You are commanded to live holy. I find a command in Joshua chapter number 6. Some of y'all ain't gonna like this. I find a collection in Joshua chapter number 6. God says you're going to go and you're going to find the spoils of Jericho, and you are not to take them for yourself, but we are going to put it back in the treasury and give it back to God. May I say this morning, friend, your money in your bank account ain't yours. You say, well, I worked for it years and years. I've worked for my... Who woke you up every morning to go to work? Could I say this morning, child of God, has God been good to anybody in here? Somebody say amen. If God's blessed you, if God's blessed you with health, your health is not your own. If God has blessed you with finances, your finances are not your own. But somebody ought to shout that there's a God in heaven that wants what we have back to Him. I thank God we can give it back to Him. Find a collection. We find a command in Joshua chapter number 6, but Brother Brian, I find a change in Joshua chapter number 6. Look at the end of the chapter. Victory had come, Brother Cal. Everybody was having a good time. Everybody was celebrating the goodness of God. And look at verse number 1 of chapter number 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass. I find a change in tone from the end of chapter 6 to the beginning of chapter number 7. How many know that sin changes things? How many of you know that sin can wreck your life in an instant? Sin can do a thing that nothing else can. I believe sin is wrecking homes and wrecking lives and wrecking marriages. And can you imagine the daddies and the mamas that used to be in the house of God on Sunday morning, but because of sin, there's been a change. I find a change from Joshua chapter number 6 to chapter number 7. We find that Achan took a big curse thing, and that is where we picked up, where we read the text. As I've studied this and began to look over this, Brother Cal, I asked myself the question, why in the world did Achan take a big curse thing? But if you read this long enough and you're honest with yourself, you'll see yourself in the life of Achan. You'll see yourself in the life of Achan. Number one, I believe, when I ask myself, why did he take the accursed thing? Number one, and I'm going to harp on this for a while, his position caused him to take the accursed thing. Go with me. His position caused him to take the accursed thing. I do not believe, Brother Brian, that out of the untold thousands upon thousands of the children of Israel, that everybody got a view of the spoils of Jericho. I do not believe that everybody got to see what Jericho had to offer. But it seemed like Achan was in the perfect position to fail. Y'all with me this morning? May I say this real quick? I got to get down here where y'all are. I got to. It takes me a while to run over there. I believe his position caused him to take the accursed thing. How many of you know that the devil knows your buttons just like you do? We find all through the Old Testament that the enemy strategically planned an attack against the people of God. And may I say this morning, child of God, the devil hates you. He hates your home. He hates your marriage. He hates your family. He hates the fact that you got up early this morning and drove through snowy conditions to come to the house of God. He hates your kids. Young people, the devil hates you. The devil wants to kill you. The devil hates you. But may I say, if we aren't careful, the devil will put us in a position to fail. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm going to preach. Is that okay, Brother Brian? Listen, Daddy, it's not by accident that that girl came along at work and is paying a little bit more attention to you than your wife. It's not accident that some girl came and, well, she can give me what I can't get at home, Brother Brian. She can give me what I can't get at home. It's the devil putting you in position to wreck your home and wreck your family. Young people, I'm 19 years old, getting ready to turn 20. I know what you see. I know what you face, young people. It is not a surprise that when mom and daddy's gone and it's just you at the house, that all of a sudden that desire to go click on the computer and go see what it has to offer and go see what the filth has to look like. That is not a coincidence. That's the devil putting you in position. Why did he take over this position? And may I say, how many homes have been wrecked? How many families have been wrecked? Because we aren't sober and aren't vigilant. Because the devil hates you. He seeks to devour you as a roaring lion. And may I say, we must be careful not to play hide and seek with God. Because the devil will put us in position to wreck our life and wreck your home. Wreck your family. I know what you young people say. Well, I can just clear the search history, Brian. I can just delete the search history. Nobody will know. God does. You may be able to hide it from your mama and hide it from your dad, but you can't hide it from God. Don't play hide and seek with Him. God's a good seeker. He's a good seeker. But if you aren't careful, young people, listen from the balcony to the pew. Listen, the devil will put you in position if you aren't careful to fail. Why did he take over? Why did he wreck his home? The devil put him in position to fail. Not only because of the position that he was in, that's why he took it. But number two, he took it because it was pleasurable to look at. The Bible says in verse number 21, that Achan is speaking up and says, Joshua asked him, why'd you take it? He said, I looked at the Babylonian garment, the shekels of silver and all the things that had to offer. You know what that was? It's good to look at. It looked good. May I say, if that's not a picture of sin in the day in which we live, I don't know what else is. We live in such a pleasure-stricken society where if it looks good and feels good, and if I can just fit in and look and act and talk like everybody else, then I must be okay. But could I say, child of God, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Could I say that if you aren't careful to hide it from God, the devil will show you the goodness of sin. You'll already be in the position to fail. The Bible says that there is pleasure. I love the honesty and transparency of the Bible. Somebody help me right there. The Bible even says that there is pleasure in sin. But does anybody live in Ohio here? Them seasons change every day, don't they? Bless God, this week we've had 60 degree weather. And the same day it was a low of 14. What in the world is going on? Seasons change. It may look fine and it may be nice in that particular season, but if you continue to play hide and seek with God, your season will change. Your season will change. I find his position caused him to take of the accursed thing. I find his pleasure, he had a pleasure problem. It looked good. It looked shiny. And it looked like it was nice to take of, and he found out it was for a little bit, but then his season changed. I find pleasure is why he took it. But number three, I find he had a prideful heart, Brother Cal. That's why he took of it. What are you saying, preacher? Look in your Bible. I believe that he had a prideful heart. Verse number 21 tells us that when Achan took of the accursed thing, that he hid it in the ground. This caught me. Achan had such a prideful heart that he took what was God's and hid it in the thing which God made. Said he hid it in the ground. I'm pretty sure God created the ground. Somebody say amen. He had a prideful heart. He had so much pride in his heart that he could take what was God's and then hide it in the very thing that God created. Now listen, y'all laugh, but you and I do it every single day. You've got that sin, you've got that mistake, you've got that addiction in your heart, and you think you can hide it in your heart. But honey, God made and formed your heart, and don't think that you can hide it from Him in the very thing in which He created. He had pride in his heart. You know why we can feel like we hide it? Kayla, hand me my phone. You know why we feel like we can hide our sin? Because these things right here. You can put a passcode on this thing. I can't because I'll forget it. For anybody knows, mine's 1111111111. We feel like we can lock away our life and hide away and clear our life and nobody else will know because it's locked and because it's deleted. But God, you can't hide it from Him. And I promise if you play hide and seek with Him long enough, I promise the devil will put you in position to fail. Why'd he do it? It's because he had pride in his life. He had enough pride in his heart to take what was God's and hide it in the very thing that he made. I find he took of it Why do we play hide and seek? It's because it's pleasurable. It's because the devil puts us in position. And because we see that sin will wreck our lives. Sin will ruin us. How many know that sin can leave scars on you? I'm thankful that, listen, I say this many times, I'm thankful that Jesus can wash away our past and can forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But how many knows the devil don't forget? Why'd he take of it? It's because it was pleasurable. It's because he was in position. Because he had pride in his heart. What's going to happen if we play hide and seek with God? I'm glad you asked. Number one, we find in Achan's life that because he took the accursed thing and tried to hide it from God, we find, number one, that it brought discouragement. It brought discouragement. What are you saying, preacher? In the beginning of chapter number 7, the people in the army of Israel came and they fought a battle against Ai, the people of Ai. And they were a much smaller army. They were a much weaker army than Jericho. It was a much smaller battle than the feat won at Jericho. And the Bible says, in plain man's terms, they got whooped by the people of Ai. Word gets back to Joshua, and the Bible says that Joshua began to pray under God, and in so many words, began to say, God, is it my fault? Am I doing something wrong? We just won a big battle at Jericho, and now we're losing a small battle. God, is it something that I did? May I say this, that sin does not only affect you, but it affects those around us. Young man, you may be hiding that thing from your mom and hiding that thing from your dad. And your mom and dad are praying for you and they're wanting you to be the best Christian that you can be and live your life for God. But you're slowly drifting away because you're hiding that thing in their heart. And you know what your parents will do? They'll say, God, did I do something wrong? Did I raise him wrong? Did I raise her wrong? And will bring discouragement to the ones you love. Not only affect you. Maybe some of you, you've got something hiding in your heart. Your brother Cal stands up to preach, and when you used to worship, and when you used to pray, because that thing is hiding in your heart, your dead is 4 o'clock, and brother Cal will say, my God, did I do something wrong? Maybe I should have preached this, or maybe I should have done this, and instead it's your problem. But it'll discourage those around you. Joshua said, my land, we just won this big battle, now we're losing this small battle. God, did I do something that brought discouragement to Joshua because of Achan's sin? I find it brought discouragement. Number two, not only discouragement, but it brought destruction. It brought destruction to Achan. The Bible says they gathered everything that man owned. Gathered all of it, his family, everything. They destroyed it. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill. And to destroy. Can I just be frank with you? Mom, Dad, you are ignorant if you think that the devil wants to destroy your home, to destroy your marriage. Because I believe he's already dispatched the blueprint out of hell to do it. There's men a lot better than you and I that have fallen. There's mamas a lot better than some of you that have fallen because the devil put them in position. And it destroyed their family. Destroyed their home. I believe we ought to be sober and vigilant in this day. The devil is not playing fair. The devil is not playing games. But you look around and look at the situation that our young people in, the suicide rate is through the roof. The divorce rate is through the roof. And you ask Brother Garrett, why is it happening? It's cause sin is destroying everything that we know and love. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd hit my face before God. Say, God, please keep your hand upon me. Keep your hand upon my home. Keep your hand upon my family. Young people, you better believe that the devil has dispatched a blueprint out of hell to destroy your life. And how many young people have wasted their life away and taken their own life because they felt like there was no hope and help. But can anybody agree this morning that there is a better life? There is somebody greater. There is somebody better. And where sin did abound, grace can much more abound. I don't know about you, but the worst day is a sinner. the best day as a sinner is much worse than the best day as a child of God. And I'm going to lift my hands and praise Him, because there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. There is a better life, young man. Daddy, there is a better life. Mama, there's a better life. Somebody give Him glory. He can save us from sin. I find it caused destruction, and I'm hurrying. It caused death too. It caused discouragement, it caused destruction, and it caused death. The Bible said he and his family were stoned and burned there in that place because of the sin. The wages of sin is death. But the gift. But the gift. I'm thankful I received that gift. Somebody help me right there. Can't play hide and seek with God. Can't do it. His position caused him to fail. The pleasure it caused him to fail, and his pride thought he could hide it away from him. It caused discouragement. It caused destruction. And it got so bad that it caused death. Young person, the devil wants to bring spiritual death to you. Mom, Daddy wants to bring death to your marriage and spiritual death to your family. I believe it's high time we stand up and say, devil, not in my home. Not in my marriage, not in my life. Young people, it's high time you stand up and say that I know that the devil hath desired to wreck my life and destroy my life, but I'm going to stand up for Jesus. Can't play hide and seek with God. Young people, I don't know where you're at. Dad, I don't know where you're at. Maybe the devil's trying to put you in position to fail and your marriage fail. Mama, maybe the devil's trying to put you in position for your home to be blown up and blown apart. Young person, the devil is trying to put you in position to bring spiritual death to you. But I'm thankful we serve a big God. We serve a God that when the bloodline is drawn, bless God, the devil can't do nothing about it. Young person, where you at? You've been playing games. You think, well, I can go and I can live how I want, or I can just do what makes me feel good and makes me happy, live like I want. If you don't watch, spiritual death will come to you. It's the truth. Mom, Dad, I don't know where you're at. But I don't know about you, but I'd hit my face before God and say, God, touch my family. Touch my home. God, draw that bloodline around us. God, help us and protect us. Because the devil, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. It's high time we wake up and see that the devil isn't playing fair. But life after life has ruined. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're going through. But I came by this way to tell you to be sober and be vigilant, because you can't play hide and seek with God. Young man, I don't know what you're walking through. I don't know what struggles I don't know what struggles you face. I know what you see at school. I know what you hear. I don't know your individual struggles. Only you do, Mom, Dad. I don't know. I don't know what blueprint the devil has dispatched to destroy your home. But I believe we ought to get on our face and say, God, protect my home. Protect my family. I don't want to be another statistic, but God, I want to go all the way with you. Young man, you can't play hide and seek with Him. Young lady, you can't play games with God. Mom, Dad, you can't play games with Him.